I'll begin this side by telling you how wonderfully delicious the food is. In two words, it stinks. I've never seen the quality of food drop so fast and so far in all my life. When I first got here, the food was just, I really thought was really good. But boy, I tell you what, Sandy, here lately, that food hadn't been fit to eat. They give us the lowest quality of meat that money can buy. And here the last 2 weeks, we haven't had any fruit to speak of. And that right there is just something that we really do miss. And another thing that all the guys are missing is milk. So they've, Metal Gold has started constructing a plant out here, and it should be finished sometime within the first of this coming year. So maybe everybody will be having milk and fresh cottage cheese, sherbets, ice cream, and first one thing and another. And I'll probably get back to drinking a little bit of milk, because Kool-Aid and the lemon juice is sure getting old and hard to take. I cut down a lot on my Coke drinking, but it seemed like here lately I've just come back up to the same level that I had been drinking. But I guess I'll live over it. Sandy, I don't really know for sure what I'm gonna buy you for Christmas. Whatever it is, I just hope and pray that you'll like it and know that I sent it to you because I love you and not because of what it is, because we just really don't have much to choose from over here, and what little they do have in the catalogs and first one thing or another isn't really worth buying. But I'll try my best to pick out something that you'll like. I better decided on my R&R that I'll take it in May sometime. So if everything goes well, that's when I'm gonna put in my application, is for May. But here lately they said that the guys that had the longest time in were the ones that are, well, the ones that are first on the list, because there are so many that have applied for it that quota is just filled constantly, and if you've been here the longest, well, you get to go, and if you don't, you have to either forget it or go somewhere else or try for a later date. But I'm gonna put in my application here pretty quick. They said about 3 or 4 months before should do it pretty good, so I guess I still have quite a bit of time. I just don't want to do like that little old gal that got over to Hawaii 2 months before her husband was supposed to get there. I bet that would have really been something to have experienced. How's John and Gail and Terry and Lowell and Earlene, mother and dad, and all the rest of the family getting along? I guess they're doing all right. Your mother and dad got back from Kermit. And Terry and Don, you tell that Don that I won't take $30 for that car. Tell him he can come up about 70 more and it'll hit the nail right on the head. But as far as his motorcycles go, I can't save too much for them things. But I guess he knows what he wants, so that's fine with me. You never did go ahead and tell me when the folks and Uncle Joe and Aunt Jill were planning on getting off to New York. You said you and Terry were talking, and sound like y'all said that they might have gone this past weekend. But as far as I know, I don't know if they did or not. Haven't gotten a letter from Mother, Dad, or Aunt Jill or Uncle Joe here the last few days. But it sure would be a nice trip if I could get off and go up there, because I know Mother and Dad and Joe and Jill could sure use a rest and relaxation and just get out away from the farm and Do a little bit of what they've been waiting for so many years, seems like. I know that I'd sure like a nice vacation right about now, but I guess in 10 months we'll just really go out and have us a good old knockdown celebration. Oh, I'm looking forward to that so much it's not even funny, Sandy. I've been keeping my eye out here lately for old Dwight Clark and just been wondering about him. Wonder where they sent him or if he's here at Cameron Bay or just what he's doing. I wonder sometimes about Jerry LaFrance too, how he's doing there in Saigon or if that's even where he was sent and what he's doing and how he's doing and everything. If you ever find out anything, you might let me know, 'cause that'll probably be the only way I'll ever find out. Probably the same way for Dwight, unless I just happen to run over to him here and over here in Vietnam somehow. I've been looking for a return letter from Ben any day now. Sure was good to hear from him that first time, but I'd sure enjoy hearing from him at least 2 or 3 times a month just to ease my mind, to let me know if he's doing all right and in good health and everything. I guess that really bothers me worse than anything, knowing that you have good friends over here and they're so close yet so far away. And I know your Aunt Deanie thinks that she's got a fine nephew in me. I haven't written her since I've been here, and I know good and well she really thinks I'm a good one. But I'm gonna try to get her wrote and find out Vince's address and if I can ever be able to get in contact with him somehow or other. I'd sure enjoy seeing him. It'd be nice just to visit for a few minutes, if nothing else. As the days get closer to D-Day or B-Day for birthday, boy, I tell you what, I'm just so excited about that new baby Sandy that it's not even funny. I just been here counting the days till that new one arrives, and it'll be just about 2 more months, and he'll be well done and ready to come on out and see what things are all about around here. I don't know, that boy from Illinois that his wife's gonna have the twins, he just acts so tickled and so full of life, but I know that he misses his wife as much as I miss you, and he's been counting the days till his wife is gonna have hers. When he first heard that, he could just hardly believe what he read when he read her letter. But he sure has been taking things nice here lately. But I don't know, that just the baby and getting back to you is really the only thing that I've just really ever looked forward to in a long time. That means more to me than just anything that I can really think of. And I just hope that you feel the same way about me coming home. I know that I'm sure not cut out for this type of work, and it'll be so nice to get back out on the farm and to drive the tractor and just do what I've always done all my life and just really learn to love. It sure takes a lot out of a fella to have to drop everything that he's worked a little bit for and to just drop it and have to take off and come over here and do what I'm doing. I tell you what, if these blooming people over here would just really get on the ball, they could improve themselves a lot more than what we'll ever help them to do. Seem like as they just little by little are just getting lazier and lazier and expecting us to do a little bit more for them. Just doesn't really matter whether it's to take out the trash, but they expect you to do that for them. But our mama's son, she's about got the general idea that I'm not going to do a blooming thing for her unless she is just unable to do it, and not physically able, but other than that, anything else, I'm going to tell you what, she's just going to have to fend for her own, because we're paying her good money to do a job, and by George, that's what she'll do. Well, now you be sure and tell everybody hello for me, and that I love everybody, and I just miss everybody so much, and that in 10 months we'll be seeing him, and tell everybody to keep writing to me, and just pray that all of us boys will come home safely, because over here the letters mean as much as, just about as much as the person themselves. Stop. This little bit is to remind you just how much I do love you, Sandy, and how much I think of you and miss you each day. And I just want you to know this, that I'll never stop loving you as long as I live. And I just feel closer to you as each day goes by, and I just really hope that you feel the same towards me. And when the baby gets here, that we'll be drawn closer even still by the baby. And I know that we'll both make fine parents. I know you will make a wonderful mother. And you just stay in there and take care of that baby till I can come and spend my time up with the baby too. But I just want you to know that as each day passes, Junior gets more and more restless. He just wants to play with Missy so bad that it's not even funny. Sometimes it's just all that I can do to explain to the little fart what's happening, and he's just gonna have to wait until he and Missy can get together. But just don't ever worry on any account that anything will happen or anything like this, cause I love you and only you, and I'll always be true to you, Sandy. And I just want you to know this, because I love you so much and just really do miss you. Looks like the tape's about gone, so I guess I better tell you that I'll be waiting for your packages, and just really will be surprised when I get them. And thank you so much for thinking of me and the things that you do send to me. And the NTZ and the film and flash bulbs and the chain are really what I need the most. But I just know that what you put in there is something that you want me to have, and it's a sign of love on your part. And I just wish that I could do the same for you, because I just love you so very much. And don't you ever forget it, darling. Well, it's just about time for lights out, and everybody's in bed or getting out of way, so I'll close for now and just remember that I love you, and don't ever forget it. And darling, please just remember me and all other guys in your prayers, and just think of how happy we'll be when we are together again, and the many good times that we will have. The memories that I have of everything that we've done in the past are so meaningful to me that I'm just so thankful for them that there's not much else that I can say on that. But you be sweet, and darling, please take care of yourself and try to get more rest than what you seem to be getting. And we'll see you later. So you be sweet and write whenever you feel like it, darling. Good night.